Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for standing by. Welcome to today's GTC 2018 results. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question and answer session. At which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star and one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. I must advise you this conference is being recorded today on Thursday, the 21st of March, 2019. I would now like to hand the conference over to your first speaker today, Małgorzata Czaplicka. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very glad to welcome you to our 2018 results conference call. As usual, the presentation will be handled by Thomas Kurtzman, the CEO, and Erez Boniel, the CFO. The presentation will be followed by question and answer session. Now I will pass the floor to Thomas Kurtzman to start the presentation.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to our presentation of 2018 results, which are very healthy and, in my opinion, very strong. The delivery of increasing FFO is our big headline because we really capitalize on whatever has been done over the last couple of years. Of course, FFO is coming from active asset management of our existing portfolio. It's also coming from completion of well-designed and perfect located developments, which we did over the last couple of years and delivered part of it in 2018. It comes from smart acquisitions and repositionings of standing assets. Last but not least, on extremely well managed the passive side of our balance sheet. This is saving finance costs and always making sure that we have enough firepower for acquisitions and developments to go ahead. The FFO I increased by 29% to 61 million euros, and the in-place rent went up by 18% to 130 million, improving the gross margin by 22% to 101 million euros. We could keep the occupancy at 94%. After a very intensive leasing year, we did 188,700 sq m of newly leased and re-leased space, which is 43% more than in 2017. The FFO increased by 29%, as I told you at the beginning, and the operating profit even more to 47%. Those numbers are showing that we are building now our operations on the scale of size, and we are, of course, not increasing our personnel and costs at the same speed than we increase our portfolio. This is giving us a lot of benefits for the coming years to come. The profit after tax stands at 92 million euros, and the EPRA NAV is up by 9%, and we are clocking now an EPRA NAV of 1.17 billion euros. The proposed dividend from 2018 profits should be increased year-on-year by 12%. Our proposal to the general meeting of GTC will be to pay 0.37 per share as dividend. Of course, all this is accompanied by solid financial metrics with LTV of 45% only and a new record low weighted average interest rate of 2.7%. We ended last year with about 80 million cash in our balance sheet, but on top of that, there is undrawn loan facilities ready for another 117 million euros. On the office business, we could complete two big developments. One is a redevelopment of existing old buildings, the Greenhat buildings in Belgrade with 21,600 sq m, and they are leased up to 81%, despite standing in the middle of a big construction where three other buildings are full under construction now, which was not very comfortable for tenants, but still we could keep the occupancy at 81%, which is a great achievement from our leasing team, but also showing that the acceptance of the product we produce at Greenhat is very high, and tenants take the trouble to be able to stay later on when the building is completed. GTC White House was completed last year in June. It is now 100% leased, and we received a quite reasonable offer from an international investor, and we are negotiating at the moment a potential sale of this asset. We did 157,300 square meters of office leasing and renewals. This is a huge increase to 2017, plus 62%. And in general, we have strong leasing activity in each country, also driven by pre-leasing activity for our office buildings under construction. We still could keep the occupancy of the office portfolio at 93%. And we also invest a lot of effort, but also some CapEx, of course, into sustainability of our property portfolio. And we achieved Platinum LEED, which is the highest class of green certification from LEED for GTC White House. And of course, also in our existing portfolio, we work very hard to get most of the buildings now certified. For example, we received a BREEAM Excellent certification for a Francusca office in Krakow. For all the buildings which are not certified yet, we're working on it, and by the end of the year, we should cross then 80% of all the office buildings under certification, and we will continue during next year to get to a much close to 100% certified office buildings. Of course, also the supply and the committed supply of a new high-quality office space for 2019 is secured. We have Green Heart, two buildings to be completed still during the year. The first building will be ready in the next couple of weeks. The tenants in Belgrade are already doing their fit-out. And the third building of Green Heart will be coming in the first quarter of 2020. Advanced Business Center 1 in Sofia, which is fully pre-leased, will be also completed in the first half of this year. And the same with Matrix A in Zagreb, also with a very healthy pre-leasing number, showing that all of our buildings are well positioned in the market, not only by location, but also by quality of construction and design and efficiency. So very strong leasing performance so far. On the retail portfolio, we did a nice acquisition in the middle of last year. We could acquire Mall of Sofia with 22,400 square meters of retail plus 10,300 square meters of office space. And also the leasing activity in the retail sector is pretty high with 30,400 square meters just in 2018. Of course, driven by pre-leasing activity of other mall, which has now, by the end of the year, 91% of pre-leasing in place. Other mall will be open, of course, in the first half of this year, somewhere end of May, and everybody involved, including all the tenants signed already off, are very excited about the opportunity to be a member of this successful project. The operational performance in Sofia, only after 5 months of active asset management of this mall by our team in Sofia, we could clock a 12% turnover increase, which is the basis of further negotiations with the tenants to also increase the NOI of the center. Of course, a lot of repositioning and improvements in the mall are ongoing. And we also assume that we will be able to extend the area of offices in this project. Avenue Mall Zagreb is active in negotiations with major anchor tenants to renew. We have positive feedback, and we believe that this asset will continue delivering very stable cash flow for us. Galeria Jurajska is getting every year better. We could again, in 2018 versus 2017, clock strong footfall increase despite having much less Sundays open. And of course, also the turnover is even growing stronger than the footfall in this asset. Galleria Pornoza is also increasing its performance, and we could see that in the last 3 months, let's say December, January, and February, year-on-year to a year before, we could clock also more than 20% increase in turnover, which is very important because only the turnover makes tenants happy, and if the tenants are happy, they will pay their rent. So all in all, we have an occupancy of 95% in our retail portfolio and working very hard to improve this further during the year. A big push in the income and also in all the other performance numbers of the retail portfolio will come after the opening of Ada Mall in Belgrade, which will happen at the end of May this year. The portfolio split on page seven shows a strong increase again in gross asset value of income-producing assets with 13%. And on the right side, we show that Poland is still the major market for GTC with 51% of the share, followed by Budapest with 17%, and then Belgrade, Bucharest, Zagreb, and Sofia being the smallest market still, but growing with completions of the office buildings to come in Sofia. The office portfolio overview shows 39 buildings with a total gross asset value of 1.14 billion euros. We show here also that our green certification on office buildings are continuously improving. And of course, the allocation of these assets are mostly 62% in capital cities of CEE, then 31% in major Polish cities, and 7% in Warsaw. The retail portfolio with four buildings is clocking for a gross asset value of 720 million euros. Occupancy rate quite high at 95%, and the all allocation of assets is Warsaw basically with the biggest share, Częstochowa, Sofia, and Zagreb. Also on that side, we work on the retail portfolio side, we work heavy to improve the efficiency of our systems in the buildings, and we are also trying to increase the number of certifications of green building certificates also for shopping malls. On page 10, we show a couple of statistic numbers. Basically, we can see that the average yields per country is having still a very big difference between Poland and CEE markets, which we think in future might get closer to each other. We believe that Poland has still a little room to improve or to have a yield compression, but I think there's a lot of room in Zagreb, Sofia, and whatsoever. The IPOC table on page 12 had a lot of changes because we put more projects under construction. We added ABC phase 2 since the advanced business center in Sofia 1 was fully leased. We could also do a pre-lease on ABC 2 and started the construction. And we also crossed the pre-leasing requirement on Matrix in Zagreb office building, and we could start the construction of the second one. We are still in process of value engineering and completion of specification in City Rose Park, Bucharest. We have a full valid building permit here, already received it back in 2018. But also pre-leasing of this asset is at the moment in progress, and as soon as all the pieces of the puzzle are coming together, meaning pre-leasing, having the right contractor ready to start, we will commence this project. We had a little setback on the twist in Budapest. We had now second time a building permit in our hands, which again was revoked by the second instance. We need to go again in front of a court to push it through, and we are quite sure that this will work. On the other hand, we still have a plan B because it looks like that activists in terms of heritage protections making a lot of trouble there because of the height of the building, which was not the idea of GTC, but which is exactly according to the city master plan. So it might happen that we will need to shorten the tower a little bit and make, instead of 1, 2, but we still think that we will be able to push through the first draft of our design. Pillar has all the permits in place and we are in the final negotiation with contractors during the next couple of weeks. Very promising project. Project is already on the market to pre-lease and hopefully soon we will be able to commence this project. GTCX in Belgrade had to be accelerated because the demand in Belgrade is exceeding our supply. So we hope to get a building permit during the summer, and we already, before we have building permit in place, in advanced discussions with a couple of big tenants who would like to take a lot of space in GTCX. Center Point 3 is in the concept design phase and also promising to be very successful in Budapest. Mikulovska in Katowice is also a very nice project in a very good location in the center of Katowice. And here we hope to get a permit still in the first half of this year. Pre-leasing is also already on. So we are on the market with that one, and I hope that when we find the first tenant, we will also have the permit in place and being able to start. In the pre-planning stage, still Galeria Vilanov, where we make good progress with the City of Warsaw for the new revised master plan for the area. And Matrix F, which is the continuation of Matrix 1 and 2. This is 3 to 5 stages of a very big assembly of buildings for 55,000 square meters. Is at the moment in the process of getting a location permit to be ready when we have full occupancy of Matrix 1 and 2, we might be able to do another stage in Zagreb. I think this is it from the portfolio side, and Eras, please give us a quick overview on financials.
So good afternoon. I will review the financials starting from page 16, the balance sheet. The first line on the balance sheet is the investment property. The investment property ended up with 2,189,000,000 compared to 1.9 billion at the beginning of the year. The increase stems mainly from the construction activity that we have done. 100 million euro was invested. The acquisition of Sofia Mall contributed 97 million to this item. An acquisition of land in Budapest, the expansion of Center Point 3, 16 million. In addition to that, we posted revaluation, net revaluation of 40 million euro. We classified to asset held for sale 77 million euro. That's primarily the White House accounted for 70 million. And we sold land, non-core land, for 12 million, which contributed to our cash position. When looking at the loan portfolio, the loan is amount to 1.1 billion euro. During the year, we refinanced or financed 400 million euro altogether. 13 loans were taken care of. We amortize the loans around 35 million euro per year, plus at the end of 2018 we accelerated repayment of 22 million for the purpose of raising the money during 2019, plus excess cash that will be raised as a result of that and saving interest rate. So that was part of refinance activity. We also raised capital, 20 million euro, which was as part of the dividend that we distributed. We allowed the shareholders to elect to get cash or shares, and some of them, majority of them, actually requested to subscribe for shares. So the amount was 20 million euro. During the year also, we worked intensively on rating of potential bonds issue for GTC. We got a rating from Moody's A2/IL, and this further confirmed the solid financial results and solid solvency and liquidity of GTC. In terms of leasing activity, the leasing, it was mentioned 190,000 square meters were leased. We developed a project, and this was part of the leasing activity, Greenhout, ADA, ABC 1 primarily, but 2 is also under construction. Matrix 1, and once again, Matrix 2 is under construction, as well as White House. White House was completed in June, and now we have LOI that was signed for selling the building with significant profit above the cost. Regarding the revaluation, the biggest contributors were ADA Shopping Center in Belgrade, White House, Greenhout, then ABC, and some other projects that contributed altogether a net effect of 40 million euro. Going ahead to the income statement, we see an increase of around 18% in the revenue from rental activity. That's, of course, the 149 million includes service income as well as rental income. When we look only at the rental income, we talk about 110 million euro. But we should notice this is not the in-place rent, that's only the revenue that was generated through 2018. In-place rent is 130, so we expect around 20% increase when the buildings will work for the full year. When considering that, we also should remember that some of the buildings did not operate in the last year. So when going into the like-for-like analysis, we show 3% increase in rental income on a like-for-like basis. This is a meaningful increase, not just because of the money, the additional, let's say, close to 3 million euro, but it shows the trend, it shows the strength of the portfolio. While the portfolio is growing, existing assets continue to contribute cash. They perform very well, and the occupancy is kept at high level. So from all aspects, the performance is very well shown in the report and done well. I flip over to the next page where we talk about the debt structure. The strategy remained unchanged in terms of interest rate split or hedging. So most of our interest rate is hedged, 92%. We have only few loans, only 8% of the portfolio that is still floating, but this is changing as well. The strategy resulted in for us not only the fact that in case there will be adversary change or increase in interest rate, we will be hedged, but also part of the instrument that we use is cap, and when the interest rate is low, we still enjoy the low interest rate environment. Regarding the security of the debt, 14% are corporate loans unsecured, and the structure is such that we plan to continue to maintain this level, at least for now. Analyzing the debt maturity, we can see that within 12 months we have 122 million, half of it relates to bonds, and in the next year we have 250 million almost, with 70 million bonds. So 2 years with around 62 and 69 million each related to the bonds. As I mentioned, we got good rating, and we are nowadays conducting the first tranche to raise bonds. We expect to raise around 20, maybe 25 million euro, optimistically speaking. And we will continue with further tranches to recycle the bonds. The bonds are very well and very well serviced and support the company. Regarding the other loans, those that relate to existing assets, these loans are being recycled, refinanced. We have a very strong activity pipeline of loans that are currently under negotiations. And I can say that throughout the year, once again, we expect anything between 10 to maybe 13 or 15 loans to be refinanced. We have big support and trust from our lenders, and we will continue to do that, hopefully also maintaining low interest rate for the group. Talking about the weighted average interest rate, as can be seen, in the last 5 years, we reduced the average interest rate from 4.3 to 2.7. That's around 1.6%, or almost one-third of the starting position. When you apply that on 1.1 billion, you can see that we talk about a lot of savings and the contribution to the FFO. Which brings us to the FFO growth. We performed a strong growth. It was 45 last year, 45 million, 61 million this year, and we anticipate double-digit growth also for the next year. This allows us also to recommend dividend. We are happy to share this total return approach, net asset value growth together with dividend, to share it with our shareholders, of course, subject to their approval. The distribution will take place by end of H1 this year. The cash flow, healthy cash flow, is reflected in the report. Cash from operating activities is growing around 60 million. Then the investment activity, 200 million, and the financing activity, 76 million, which is the net effect, on one hand raising 240 million, on the other hand the repayment of 160. Altogether, net change use of 68 million, and we ended up the year with 80 million euro in cash. Looking forward, this cash balance, together with other resources that we have, is sufficient in our opinion to conduct the business of the company, pay dividend, invest in new projects, and continue the self-propelling growth exercise that we started with it 1 or 2 years ago. Concludes this part of the presentation, and we will pass on to the operator opening the lines for questions.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. If you do wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Please stand by while we compile the Q&A queue. This will only take a few moments. And if you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Once again, please press star and one if you wish to ask a question. Thank you. And our first question comes from the line of Jacob Caithamel from Wood & Company. Please go ahead.
Thomas, Saras, hi, and thanks for the presentation. This is Jacob from Wood. I have two questions. First, is there anything you can share with us on the sales process and the progress thereof? And the second question is regarding Galeria Polnočná. According to the press release, the footfall seems to be up substantially in the past 3 months. Could you share a bit more color on where do you stand in the tenant rotation? Where do you see occupancy going forward?
Yes, I think on your first question, we are not the right address to comment on the sales process of Lone Star. You might have to talk directly to our shareholder. We just can confirm that there are still process ongoing, and due diligence questions are from time to time coming in, and this is all what we know. On Galeria Bornhofer, we can say that yes, we have a small increase on footfall, but footfall is not most important. Most important is that the turnover of our tenants increased a lot, especially when we compare the numbers from November, December, but mostly in the strongest increase we saw in January and February this year, year and year back to 18. So yes, we are quite happy with this development. It is also shown that now the clients of the shopping mall are coming back more often and having longer dwelling times, which automatically results in more spending per head. And we also have to say that this more than 20% increase on turnover combined January 2019 and February 2019 versus 2018 was despite having 6 Sundays less than last year, because the Sunday closing only came in March 2018, and we had now only 1 Sunday open per month in 2019. So despite having much less trading days, the results are very good. And we are in discussion with a lot of different new tenants for Bornhofer. So for us, it is clear that the initial trouble we had a little bit to fill them all up, we overcame that. And we're looking forward to really push this property into a higher occupancy, but most important, into much higher turnovers.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. There are no further questions at this time.
Thank you very much for the conference, and talk to you in May. Thank you.
That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may disconnect.